Proclamation number 4069, dated the June 25th, 1947. Doubting God's existence in the end time. It requires an exceptionally keen intellect to scientifically prove that God's existence can be doubted or denied. And the attempt will be made to solve this biggest problem by scientific means. The question, does God exist? That humanity is deliberating this most important question is also a sign of the end time, but far more in a negative sense, since people are willing to partake in this controversial issue and its line of argument because their faith, if it exists at all, is very weak and the slightest reason suffices to shake it. Does God exist? No question is more important, and providing it is asked seriously by seeking people, I am prepared to enlighten them so that the seeker will be truly satisfied with the knowledge he receives and which he now also confidently upholds. However, if the question is not raised by seekers but by people who think they know better, who only accept the answer which suits them, and who do not want to prove that I am but that I am not, they will never arrive at a truthful result, in spite of sound evidence. They already belong to the opposing power which wants to take over the reign itself and push me aside. And this is the beginning of the end, because according to the law of eternity I will strip my adversary of his power as soon as he oversteps his legitimate limit, which will be the case when he attempts to displace me entirely from people's thoughts. The battle for me will be harsh, impressive words intend to convince my own that they are chasing after a figment of imagination. All religious dogmas and doctrines will be pulled to pieces and not entirely steadfast people will gradually suffer defeat, because the adversary knows how to use his words effectively. And since the majority of people lack knowledge, since they are spiritually blind themselves, they cannot detect the adversary's inaccuracy, but they cannot look for and find the truth within themselves either. And they will falter and fall if they do not join me in the last hour, if they do not, in the last hour, ask me for clarification, which I very gladly grant to anyone who asks, providing he is of good will and wants what is right and truthful. But anyone who trusts in himself, who wants to solve this most important problem intellectually as well, will get lost in the darkness because he is chasing a deceptive light. He believes the convincing words of worldly scholars and admires their keen intellect and conclusions, and he will abandon me, and condemn himself. And because I know of this conflict since eternity, because I want to help the weak as well as those who are looking for me, I am bringing them the truth in advance. And anyone who applies this truth, who becomes worthy to receive it and voluntarily aspires for it, will outshine the keen intellect of worldly scholars. He will become knowledgeable, he will receive the ability to reason, his spirit will become enlightened, and nothing will be able to take away his faith, his conviction, because he is taught by me myself and has the evidence that I am and that I want to win all my living creations for eternity. And he will remain loyal to me until the end. Amen.